Sat Sri Akal, Namaskar, Salam, and a big hello. Thank you once again for tuning into Bollywood Talks radio show on Saga 960 AM. I am your host, Avtar Terry Rakhra. If you do enjoy Bollywood Talks, please tell your family, friends, neighbors, or whoever also love Bollywood as much as I do. Thank you for liking and appreciating my shows. And in this episode, I'll talk about one of the most celebrated singers from Indian film industry, Asha Bhosle. She celebrated her 89th birthday 2 weeks ago, and as a tribute to this talented singer, I have compiled a special show on her. In her career spanning almost 8 decades, she has recorded songs for films and albums in various Indian languages and has been honored with several awards. As my tribute to her, I have dedicated today's episode to Asha Bhosle's career. I'll talk about her career, her life, and her contributions to Indian cinema. If you miss any of my shows, please check out my podcast at anchor.fm, Spotify, Apple, Amazon Music, or your favorite platform of podcasts. Don't forget to watch my YouTube channel, Bollywood Talks, and Filmy Talks Punjabi. Please do subscribe and like. Shall we proceed with the show? Okay, here we go. Asha Mangeshkar was born in the small village called Gore in Sangli state in Maharashtra on September 8, 1933. Her father was a struggling Marathi actor and a classical singer, Dina Nath Mangeshkar. Asha is a sister of legendary singer Lata Mangeshkar, and Asha ji had 3 sisters and 1 brother. Sisters Lata Mangeshkar, Usha Mangeshkar, also singer, Meena Khadikar, and brother Ridhanath Mangeshkar, a music director. Their father died when Asha was 9 years old. The family moved from Pune, Maharashtra to Kolhapur and then to Bombay. She and her older sister Lata Mangeshkar began singing and acting in film to support their family. She sang her first film song in a Marathi film in 1943. Asha ji sang her first Hindi film song in 1948 film named Chunnariya. Her first solo Hindi film song was for movie A Raat Ki Rani in 1949.
गोरे हाथों में मेहंदी रचा के नैनों में गजरा डाल के चलो दुल्हनिया पिया से मिलने छोटा सा घूंघट निकाल के छोटा सा घूंघट निकाल के गोरे गोरे हाथों में मेहंदी रचा के नैनों में गजरा डाल के चलो दुल्हनिया पिया से मिलने छोटा सा घूंघट.
You're listening to a weekly radio show, Bollywood Talks, on Saga 960 AM. And in this episode, you're listening to a special on legendary singer Asha Bhosle. In 1950s and 1960s, Hindi film industry was dominated by established playback singers like Geeta Dutt, Shamshad Begum, and Lata Mangeshkar. Asha ji got overlooked for the lead songs. She would get songs for low-budget movies that were refused by other playback singers. She was singing playback songs picturized on mostly bad girl roles or vampish roles. Even though Asha ji was singing these songs in low-budget movies, she sang more songs than most of the playback singers in Hindi films at the time. Asha ji got noticed in 1952 film Sangdil and 1953 film Parinita. Asha Bhosle got recognized for her singing in 1954 in Raj Kapoor's film Boot Polish. She sang with singer Mohammed Rafi.
Nanne munne bacche teri mutthi mein kya hai? Nanne munne bacche teri mutthi mein kya hai?
Mutthi mein hai taqdeer hamari. Mutthi mein hai taqdeer hamari. Humne kismat ko bas mein kiya hai.
भोली भाली मत वाली आंखों में क्या है, भोली भाली मत वाली आंखों में क्या है।
Music director O.P. Nair gave Asha Bhosle a big break in 1956 film CID. Over the years, O.P. Nair and Asha Bhosle formed a very successful tandem and collaborated on several hit songs. They were inseparable, but they professionally and personally separated from each other in the 1970s. She achieved success working with O.P. Nair in B.R. Chopra's 1957 film Naya Daur. Her duet songs in this film with Mohammed Rafi were huge hit. It was the first time she sang all the songs for a film's leading actress. Asha ji sang in other hit B.R. Chopra films such as Gumrah in 1963, Waqt in 1965, Aadmi aur Insaan in 1966, Hamraaz in 1967, and Dhund in 1973. Gradually, as her popularity grew, she started working with other established music directors like Ravi, S.D. Burman, and R.D. Burman. Music director R.D. Burman and Asha ji collaborated on many hit songs and they eventually got married in 1980. In 1966, Asha ji sang under direction of R.D. Burman in film named Teesri Manzil. When she first heard the dance number song Aja Aja, she thought she would not be able to sing it as it was too westernized. R.D. Burman offered to change the music a little bit and she took it as a challenge. After rehearsing for 10 days, she finally sang the song. It became super hit. The other two songs that she sang, O Haseena Zulfon Wali and O Mere Sona Re Sona Re, all three were duets with singer Mohammed Rafi, became super popular. R.D. Burman and Asha Bhosle collaborated for several different types of hit songs over the years. They got married in 1980 and remained married until his death in January of 1994. Some of their other popular numbers include Piya Tu Ab Tu Aaja and Ye Mera Dil from film Dawn, among many others. We thank you very much for tuning in once again. And in this episode, you're listening to a special on legendary singer Asha Bhosle of Bollywood film industry. Asha Bhosle ji became one of the go-to prominent singers in Indian film industry. Her work includes film songs, pop, ghazals, traditional music, classical songs, folk songs, and qawwalis. She has sung a variety of songs and experimented with different genres of music. Apart from Hindi, she has sung in over 20 Indian and foreign languages. By the 1980s, Asha Bhosle became a highly respected singer and was regarded for her abilities and versatility to sing different types of songs. But she was somewhat stereotyped and known for her cabaret dancing song singer. In 1981, she attempted to break away from this image and started singing variety of styles of songs, including ghazals, for Rekha's film Amrao Jaan. Music director of this film, Khayyam, lowered her singing pitch a little lower in order for her to sing ghazals, and Asha ji herself was surprised how well she can sing the ghazals. Not only was she surprised, but the audience loved her songs in Amrao Jaan. Ghazals like Dil Cheez Kya Hai and In Aankhon Ki Masti Ke and Ye Kya Jagah Hai Dosto became super hits, and she won her first National Film Award for these songs. Asha ji won another national award for song Mera Kuch Saman for film Izzat in 1987. Are tuned into Bollywood Talks on Saga 960 AM. We really do appreciate you for tuning in. Thank you for your feedback. If you would like to write to us, please write to one of our producers at info@saga960am.ca. And in this episode, you're listening to a special on one of the most prominent singers from Indian film industry, Asha Bhosle. Asha ji has stated that she has recorded over 12,000 songs in her career, a figure repeated by several other people. She has worked with many prominent and acclaimed music directors such as O.P. Nair, Khayyam, Ravi, S.D. Burman, R.D. Burman, Shankar Jaikishan, Jayadev, A.R. Rahman, Ilaiyaraaja, Lakshmikant Pyarelal, Naushad, Ravinder Jain, Kalyanji Anandji, and many others. Here's another story that I want to share with you. Did you know that singer Adnan Sami was encouraged by Asha Bhosle? Asha ji spotted Pakistani singer Adnan Sami when he was about 10 years old. She had gone to London, England to perform with R.D. Burman when she spotted him. Asha ji encouraged him to pursue his interest in music, and a few years later, when Adnan became a professional musician, Asha ji sang the title song I Do It With Him for his best-selling album Kabhi To Nazar Milao. They got together again for another album named Barse Badal. In 1995, 62-year-old Asha Bhosle ji sang for actress Urmila Matondkar as her playback voice for movie Arangila. Her songs under the composition of music maestro A.R. Rahman became hugely popular. They both collaborated and produced several more hit songs. During the 2000s, several of Asha Bhosle's songs became chartbusters, such as Radha Kaise Na Jale from film Lagan in 2001, Kambakht Ishq from film Pyar Tune Kya Kiya in 2001, Ye Lamha from film Fijal in 2002, and Lucky Lips from 2005 film Lucky. She established herself as a very versatile singer. In 2013, at the age of 79, Asha ji made her debut as an actress in the film Mai in the title role playing 65-year-old mother who suffers from Alzheimer's disease and is abandoned by her children. She received positive reviews for her acting as well from her critics, but Asha ji prefers singing over acting any day or any time. Asha ji's personal life has been very challenging and trying. She was married twice. At the age of 16, she eloped with 31-year-old Ganpat Rao Bhosle, who was her sister Lata Mangeshkar's personal secretary. She married him in 1949 against her family's wishes. They were married from 1949 to 1960. Once Asha married Ganpat Rao, Lata Mangeshkar immediately disowned her baby sister, and the Mangeshkar family cut off all ties with her. In 1960, Ganpat Rao kicked out Asha and their three kids out of his house. This is probably the best thing that ever happened to her. Asha ji now had three children to take care of. She focused on her career and gave hit song after hit song. Her career reached new heights. She sang for movies like Gumrah, Waqt, Aadmi Aur Insaan, and Hamraaz.
इत्तेफाक है कल भी इत्तेफाक थी आज भी इत्तेफाक है जिंदगी इत्तेफाक है.
Her fan following was huge, and amongst them was a young boy named Rahul Dev Barman, lovingly known as Pancham. R.D. Barman would often accompany his father, S.D. Barman, to his studio, and it was there that he met Asha Bhosle for the first time. He was 6 years younger than her and was completely in love with Asha Bhosle. He proposed to her, and after a lot of persuasion by family and friends, she married him in 1980. Asha ji and R.D. Barman separated in the late 1980s because of Berman's excessive drinking and habit of chain smoking. They still cared for each other and worked together and gave a lot of hit songs. They never did get divorced and stayed married till his death on January
4th, 1994.
अरे नारे नारे ना
जरा सा घूम लूं मैं
अरे नारे नारे ना
आ तुझे चूम लूं मैं
अरे नारे बाबा ना
मैं चली बन के हवा
रब्बा मेरे मैनू बचा
जरा सा झूम लूं
Asha Bhosle ji is also a television personality and is often seen now as a contestant judge in various TV talent shows. In her career spanning over 8 decades, she has recorded songs for films and albums in various Indian languages and has been honored with several awards, including 2 National Film Awards, 4 BFGA Awards, 18 Maharashtra State Film Awards, 9 Filmfare Awards, including a Lifetime Achievement Award and a record 7 Filmfare Awards for Best Female Playback Singer. She also was nominated 2 times for Grammy Awards, and in 2000, she was honored with India's highest award in field of cinema, the Dada Saheb Phalke Award. And in 2008, she was honored by the Government of India with Padma Vibhushan Award, the 2nd highest civilian honor of India. As per according to her real awards, are her fans who made her what she is today.
नाचे गाए आए रंग जमाने कैसे कैसे तो बेलाए तू क्या जाने तू क्या जाने
I hope you enjoyed this episode on singer Asha Bhosle. There is so much to talk about this great singer, but this is all the time we have today. I will be back with another exciting and informative show next week. Join me every week right here on Saga 960 AM at 7 PM. If you enjoy my show, tell your family and friends about my show and podcast. I thank you once again for keeping me company. Please like, share and comment. Keep those DMs coming at BollywoodTalks88@gmail.com. Please like and subscribe to my YouTube channels, Bollywood Talks and Filmy Talks Punjabi. See you next time. Stay safe and healthy, everybody. Take care of yourself and of those around you. Stay blessed.